Chapter 10. Giving up plastic at work or school. It is possible to make big changes at work, school or university. This is because you see the people you work or study with every day, so they cannot escape you. You can also encourage your parents to campaign in their workplace. This chapter gives you some ideas for giving up plastic in your work or studies. Change other people. Talk to people about what you have learned in this book. Give them a few statistics or send them a news story from the internet about plastic use. Then they can join you in giving up plastic. If you want to do more, you will need to campaign. Where you work or study, put up a poster about plastic pollution or send everyone an email about it. Start by encouraging people to give up the top 5 products: plastic bags, bottles, coffee cups, straws, and cutlery. Be careful. Do not be too negative when you talk to them. Be gentle and positive. Instead of telling people what to do, for example, you mustn't use straws, try using questions like, do you want to learn how to give up plastic? That way, you will encourage people to talk to you and ask questions. Get plastic-free products. Your place of study or your parents' office may be very big. You could ask businesses to give you a discount if you buy a large number of their plastic-free products for everyone. Or, if you are starting a plastic-free campaign, can your manager or director help you by, for example, giving a free reusable water bottle to everyone? If they do this, they will have less rubbish to throw away, because their workers or students will not use single-use water bottles anymore. Give a talk. A talk at lunchtime or during lessons given by a plastics campaigner can get people interested in giving up plastic. Search online for groups near you who are campaigning against plastics, like Greenpeace or Friends of the Earth. I am sure that a campaigner would be very happy to come and talk to people at your school or workplace. Plastic-free competition. Have a friendly competition with another class or group. One day a week or 1 month a year, have a competition to see which class or group can produce the least plastic waste. And why not have a plastic-free lunch together? Everyone can bring something to share. Then, during the lunch, you can discuss how to make your place of study or work start giving up plastic. Make big changes. Walk around your place of study or work, or your parents' work, and find all the single-use plastic in use. Is there any plastic cutlery? Are there only plastic cups at the water fountain? Write down what you see. Maybe you can take the manager or some friends with you on your walk. Ask the manager or director, why have you chosen to use plastic here? Is it because it's easy or cheap? If they do not want to change, show them some plastic-free ideas from this book. If they still do not listen, then you need to start a campaign. Start a petition and ask your friends to sign it. If the manager can see that you have good ideas for going plastic-free and also that lots of other people agree with you, then they will probably listen to you. Become famous. Finally, if a place of study or work starts to become plastic-free, think about ways to make them famous for it. Your company or school could post on social media or make a poster so that customers or future students can see the changes that they have made.